Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So today I was reading the Bible passage about the wise men, the magi, who came to visit Jesus, and they brought him gifts, right? They brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I'm going to talk in the adult sermon about what those are all about. But who here got gold or frankincense or myrrh for Christmas this year? Anybody get those? Gold or frankincense or myrrh? Do you even know what they are? The gold, right? But frankincense and myrrh, we're going to talk about in the big sermon in a minute. So I don't know. My kids are all grown up. You have to tell me, so what was the cool Christmas gift this year? Anybody know what was the cool thing? You got a piano?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big gift. Wow, that's nice. Who else got something cool for Christmas this year? Electric scooter, that's nice. Christmas gifts are getting expensive these days. Glad my kids are grown up. Anybody else have something cool for Christmas? You got something that was lost and you found it yesterday? Oh, I'm glad you got it back again. That's a very good thing. So I want to support. Oh, it's still wrapped. There's a story there somehow. I'm sure I'm getting part of it, right? But, you can see it. There you go. Okay. Well, then I got a gift in January. That's cool. So here's one thing I want us to notice. So the Magi brought gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and that's why we share gifts. But the real gift of Christmas wasn't the gold or the frankincense or the myrrh. What was the gift at Christmas time? Jesus, right? That's not that hard to guess. Jesus. Now, I want to notice, Jesus, of course, is the big gift, but the other thing that God gives us so we know about Jesus is his word. And I brought these two Bibles because these are Bibles that people gave to me. These were actual gifts. Right before I went to seminary to learn how to be a pastor, a friend of mine from my old office bought me this Bible. And you see how big the print in it is? Is it really big? You know what it's called? This isn't even large print. This is called giant print. That's nice at a certain age, isn't it? Giant print Bible. A friend of mine bought me that Bible. It's always on my desk. Now, this one is another Bible. This is my favorite Bible of all my Bibles. And I have many. I'm a pastor, right? This one says, presented to Walter J. Harper. That's me. From James G. and Renee L. Harper. That's my oldest son and my wife. And look what it says there. It gives a day. On Father's Day, 1993. So 1993 is a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah, so this is my favorite Bible. It tells me this was a gift to me, the Word of God, where I learn about Jesus. This one is always, always on my desk, and I use it to study constantly. So the gift of Christmas is Jesus. And also, the other gift that God has given us is his Word, right? Remember that God has given us his Son? And his word for us to know him better. So I hope you had a great Christmas. It's now Epiphany season, and we rejoice that God is the giver of great gifts to us, his son and his word. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your